State action is designed to regain investor confidence in the strong-managed EdVest program. Investors like Mike Fritz and his wife of Monona.
We have accounts for both of our children, although with the investigations of improper trading was strong, we rolled out 95% of our assets.
Like many investors, the Fritz family has big concerns about the allegations of improper trading swirling around the former CEO of Strong Financial Corporation, Dick Strong. Strong resigned that post Tuesday. Investors like Paul Edelin of Madison aren't sure what that means. Until he knows for sure what's going on, his family is holding about $10,000 in a credit union instead of putting it into EdVest for three children.
If a house of cards falls, and that's saying that the entire mutual fund industry is indicted, then we've got some serious problems. But right now, I'm glad that the state, the board itself, the EdVest board is taking action. I'm glad the governor's gotten involved and has pushed it along, and I'm glad that Strong has cooperated too.
The action the State College Savings Board took was to approve four new fund options in EdVest, options that will be administered by Strong but are not Strong funds. Under an agreement with the state, Strong will reduce fees. The new fund options were chosen in part because of lower fees. Chair of the board, Republican Senator Alberta Darling, says the new EdVest is better than the original, even in these uncertain times.
The program is stable. We would not go forward if we didn't think it was, but it's our best judgment today that the program is stable. We are still pressing Strong to be accountable to their part of the deal. For the investor, they have choices. They don't have to invest with Strong.
The state is trying to put the new options in place in a hurry by December 15th. That hurry apparently resulted in one balance fund chosen and announced by the governor to bail at the last minute. Representatives from Dodge and Cox funds say they didn't realize Strong Capital Management held the contract for EdVest. They say they don't want their name connected in any way with Strong. Another fund replaces Dodge and Cox. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.